Big Finish Originals. Shilling and sixpence too.
Moaning he were, holding Nanny Yorkson's corpse in his arms.
I'm Lavinia Sixpence, headmistress of Mallington School for Girls, and this is...
Cribbage. Detective Inspector Arthur Cribbage.
What's that?
It's a skull. See? This poor fellow must have died down here.
I will find out who's responsible for his death, and I will bring them to justice, Inspector Cribbage. Make no mistake about that.
My word!
It isn't true, m'lady. Is Herr Hitler really here in London?
Of course he isn't.
Whatever you do, don't answer the front door, Peggy. Certainly not to anyone with a moustache.
Oh, Bobby!
We must be getting somewhere.
The cogs are beginning to turn again. You'll be back to 100% fighting fit in no time at all.
I beg your...
Spitzbart, you're driving all over the...
But Desmond, if you drank her tea, why weren't you poisoned?
We've acquired certain information that suggests that our friend Mr. Shilling has links to the organisation. And wherever Mr. Shilling goes...
Miss Sixpence follows.
Precisely.
Once a secret is no longer a secret, once the pebble is tossed into the water, the ripples can spin outwards with all kinds of ramifications, one of them being your letter of resignation.
What?
Good God.
Ah! What is the meaning of this, might I ask?
It appears to be a potato sack. Quite why you've thrown it onto my Marcel Coeur. What is beyond me?
Oh, my word.
No!
Yes, I suppose I am a little vexed. You see, I think I know who killed Nanny Yorkson.
That's impossible.
Impossible or not, it's happened, Lady Canneth. Which means that we're trapped in your castle.
The stream is shrunk, the pool is dry, and we be comrades, thou and I. With fevered jowl and dusty flank, each jostling each along the bank, and by one drouthy fear made still, foregoing thought of quest or kill.
Big Finish. For the love of stories.